Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the drilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. It's Memorial Day weekend, the official kickoff of grilling season. If you're a true grilling guy, you've been doing it year-round. But for those griller lights out there, we are ready to kick it off and smoke up your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hoo-yah.
Hoo-yah.
Yeah. Sorry. Hey, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It is a good morning, and that was the voice of Dick Vermeil, a friend of mine, and I'll be out grilling for him on June 19th. I'm going to go out and work at his Celebrity Golf Classic, and I'm bringing my daughter Olivia with me, so she gets to meet Vince Papale.
Well, remember, there's all kinds of pro football players out there, too. So that's good. That's always just a great fundraising event.
Yeah, there'll be like 200 NFL guys there.
Right.
It's big time.
Those guys like to eat. And,
I'm telling you.
You guys you throw down just a huge amount of food while you're out there. But let's talk a little bit about recipes. Get your pencil and paper out, guys, because everything's better with bacon. And I got two really simple bacon recipes here for you. These are great for little snack bites while you've got the grill heating up, maybe before you do your chicken or your other items that you're going to put on the grill. But the first one is an appetizer. It's a bacon mushroom appetizer. Okay, everything's better with bacon. This one's really easy. Get the white mushrooms, clean them off, knock the stems off them so you just got the caps. Take a piece of bacon long enough to wrap all the way around, skewer it with a toothpick, put them in a glass bowl, a non-metallic bowl, do a couple dozen of them, whatever, how many ever people you got out there, and then what I want you to do is pour a bottle of zesty Italian dressing over the top of this, okay, and let these things soak in the dressing for about 30 minutes, okay, because that mushroom is porous. It's going to suck up a little bit of that Italian dressing. Put them on a hot grill. The mushroom doesn't need to be cooked. All you want to do is cook the bacon crisp, right? So put them on a hot grill. Turn them with your tongs once or twice. Just they won't stick because there's oil in the zesty dressing. Excellent. Make sure to pull a toothpick out before you eat it. But excellent little quick hors d'oeuvre, white mushroom wrapped with a piece of bacon. Soak them in zesty Italian dressing. Can't go wrong with that one.
So you don't put the husk back up on it?
What? That's corn. This is bacon. We're going to corn next.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that's the segue. Is that it? Okay. This is radio. Bob's a pro. This is awesome. Recipe number two. This one's a little more involved, but not much. Okay. Get your ears of corn. Now, we don't have Michigan corn yet, but you can get it. It's flown in from California. The stores are full of it. It's Memorial Day weekend. You got to have corn on the cob. What I want you to do is peel off the three or four dry husks that are on the outside. Peel those off and throw them away, but don't peel the corn down yet, okay? So you get those dry ones off, then you're going to peel the corn down. I run it under cold water. Don't tear the husks off. Just peel them down because we're going to put them back up on the corn, okay? Peel them down, run it under cold water, get that silk off the corn, and then what I want you to do is lay one strip of bacon on the corn. Put the husk back up over top of it, kind of reclose the corn, wrap it in some tin foil, grill it on the grill for about 20 minutes, turning it two or three times. What you're doing is you're putting a bacon butter, if you will. The rendering from the bacon is going to stay inside the corn, and it's going to come out. You're not going to need to put butter or anything on it. Now, you can take the piece of bacon off and eat it. I wouldn't eat it with the corn, but what you're really looking for is that bacon fat that is rendered in the cooking process has really kind of soaked into the corn, and you take it off, and it's just a one piece. Eat it, you know, oh, unbelievable.
So maybe if you want the bacon texture to be a little better and you want a little bit less fat, maybe what you could do is partially pre-fry that bacon and get it somewhat fried.
You absolutely could. That's a personal preference thing. I like putting it in there raw because the husk will soak up a little bit of that bacon grease as well. But either way, whatever you like, but great little treat, a bacon corn taste. So there
Wonderful.
You are. Write those down in the dust on your dash. Those are two really quick and easy recipes for the holiday weekend.
You've been in my car.
I have.
I got a dusty dash right now. I'd like to talk just a second, if we have time, about you know, people ask all the time about chicken. What's your favorite? And it after a while, you just feel kind of responsible because you know they're going to do it. So you got to be really careful. One of my defaults is just beer can chicken. And a lot of people have these devices now. It's just a little rack. There's several variations. I've seen some very cool versions. But it's just a little holder for a can. And you basically, you put a beer can, a can of beer in there, and you set the chicken on it and roast it, right, on your grill. Well, I like just using a soup can in there because it's metal instead of aluminum. I'm freaky about aluminum. And I put orange juice in there.
Yeah.
And the orange juice inside that chicken, and then rubbing it with some nice, first I put some olive oil on the skin. And then I'll put, like, some cracked pepper and some sea salt and maybe a little garlic or rosemary, depending on the way I want to go with that herbal. But stuff an apple down its neck then, and that kind of acts like a cork in a bottle.
Right.
And you throw that on the grill on low heat. And if you have a multiple burner grill, you can do indirectly by putting it on the side that the heat's not on, but it'll basically, if you have a charcoal grill, any kind of grill you have, try and do it in an indirect fashion. And about 2 hours on maybe 300 degrees for a good size hen. If you get a nice big locally grown roasting hen, I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. Because if you can get any smoke on it at all with some decent heat, that skin absorbs a little bit of the smoke. So you kind of smoke it up a little bit. And then that orange juice is just like steamed into the inside of that chicken, and it is so tasty. It's a wonderful way, foolproof way, to cook a chicken on the grill.
So the cavity,
very impressive.
Yeah, the cavity of the chicken is sitting down over top of the soup can.
Yeah,
right?
you put the keister down over the holder.
And basically what that does is it creates a little steam chamber in there. When you use the apple, I've heard people using a variety of things, but the neck hole, you don't want the steam to come out is the concept,
exactly.
Right? You want to plug that so it stays inside.
It comes out so juicy.
Oh, it does.
It's phenomenal, and it's a great presentation if you have friends coming over or something. If it's a nice big roasting hen, a small turkey, you just bring it out there on the holder and stand it up, and it's pretty cool looking.
Yeah,
and it's nice to impress on the grill.
And
right?
When you take it off the grill, let it rest a couple minutes before you cut into it, because just like every meat that comes off the grill, it needs to rest before you start cutting it up. The other thing, Bob, is what you mentioned, I think is very important, is the indirect heat. What you're going to get is you're going to get some of the fat is going to render off that hen when it's cooking. And if you've got it right over top of the heat rather than indirect, you're going to get flare-ups.
Yep.
And then you're going to get a burned bottom on that chicken. And you don't want burned anything when you're eating it. So make sure to set that chicken on the opposite the heat if you can. Even if you got a Weber charcoal, a kettle grill, cordon off the coals. Get them over to one side. Put the chicken on the side where the coals are not. And cook it on an indirect way. That'll be it'll turn out much better. But these things, probably you've all done them that are listening, but if you haven't, you got to give this a try. It's a fantastic way to cook a chicken.
Yes, sir.
So coming up next, we're going to bust out some more recipes. Check our website out at thegrillingguys.com. We've got a ton of holiday recipes up there as well. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.